We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, 248-539-9797, some more texts. Yandel played with his jaw wired shut to keep his streak alive before. He's definitely most impressive. Also of note, fighting is legal in hockey, and he's had seven in that streak of games. It's not really a lot of fights, but still.
No, okay. How about having a fight on every play?
Yeah. Well, maybe. Stoney,
maybe.
Stoney is right. Anyone can physically play basketball or football. Not everyone can physically play hockey, though, because they might not know how to skate.
Okay. You can learn how to skate.
Okay.
All right. You want to go out there and physically play football? And not everybody can physically play football.
No, I agree with that part of it. But that's why I'm saying I believe they're two. Hockey is unique because it's really two skills, two sports.
14 straight Pro Bowls, 9-time All Pro.
He's
elite.
I understand
that. Bruce Matthews.
Okay. Great. Football players play roughly 6 minutes of 30 seconds of actual football per game, and that's if they don't miss an offensive or defensive snap. Hockey players are 15 to 20 minutes of playing time. That's Sam in Grand Rapids. So John's asking people to come in and tell him if it's hard or not. Time for a remix at 2 o'clock. That's from bus driver Brent.
Yes, bus driver Brent. Yeah, make sure you get those kindergartners there. Yes. Listening to the Stoney and Jansen program.
According to Stoney's logic, I guess we have to include Tara Lipinski's 426 consecutive Disney on Ice shows. That's from Paula
yes,
Shelby.
Yes, because she can skate.
But she can't play hockey.
Maybe she can.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Meathead, sure, I'll come with ice skates. You bring the helmets. We get on the ice and see who wins.
Okay, let's go. I'm more than happy to do that. I can skate.
All right.
Let's go.
You should see John
bring
right
it
now.
On. Yeah, he's Twitch, let's up. Go.
Yeah. He wants to beat the hell out of you, whoever you are.
Yeah.
Unnamed texter.
Oh, I don't care.
I know
Hey, let's go water polo. You want to swim? All right. Beat
not
the hell out of you there, too.
Not everybody can swim. Physically swim.
Yeah. I can swim. I can skate. Let's go.
Pretty bad. I didn't realize
I have
skate.
Missed the physicality of football. And so if you want to come in right now, put on the skates. I am more than happy to accommodate.
Now, how much would somebody have to pay at your signing to, like, spar with you, too?
Spar with me? I might do that one for free. That's sign a waiver, please.
Oh, my Lord. Gov has a friend who has made a major investment. Well, maybe not major, but could have a huge, huge payoff. So, Gov, tell us what this is.
So, yeah, it's a guy I know, a friend, I coached with him and stuff in youth athletics, gotten to know him pretty good. And so, and he has started coming to our church. So on Sunday after church, we were talking and all of a sudden about baseball just in general and stuff, asked me if I want to be in a fantasy draft. And I was just like, I can't do baseball fantasy. I tried it once and it's not for me. And then we got into conversation and he's a card collector. Now, how deep, I still don't know, but I mean, he's pretty into this at least. He has over 80 Riley Green baseball cards that some are, most are rookies. And allegedly, I don't know the card game very well, but these are high shelf cards.
Mint condition, things like that, correct?
Yes, yeah. And, you know, if he's got all these, I would imagine he's got others, you know.
Right.
But this is just about Riley Green, and he's a prospect. He was ranked the fifth best prospect by Baseball America, right?
Yeah, we expect him to start the season with the Tigers.
Yeah.
So he was talking to me about, man, Do I unload them or not? And he told me that, you know, they want to renovate their bathroom and that these cards could fetch him right now, these 80 plus Riley Green cards, somewhere between 30 grand and 50 grand total.
So that means between 375 to 625 a piece.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so I got to thinking about it and, you know, sat on this a few days because we had so much football to talk about. But what do you do in a situation like this? You are sitting on a potential gold mine. It's kind of like a stock.
Yeah.
It's kind of like a bubble.
It's kind of like Bitcoin right now.
I mean, I know. There's more to it than that. You know, first off, I used to collect cards way back when I was younger and stuff, and I got out. And I don't know. I think this is an up and down thing. Sort of like the popularity of wrestling. It seems to go up and down. But this is a big game market right now. And so what would you guys do in this situation? Would you take, because I was talking to King and Evan, they both collect, especially Evan.
Mm-hmm.
Evan even texted me yesterday about this, and he's like, I think in the end you lean to unload, because if he doesn't hit, he got nothing.
Here's what I would do, but that's just me.
You'd keep half of them, right?
Not half, but I would keep. Yeah. I would keep maybe 25 and try to sell the others.
But then you're not getting what the goal is to renovate the bathroom.
Okay,
right. So I would find out what the price tag is on that first, and make sure that I've got that cost sealed in, and then sell as many as you need to pay for it.
But you want to keep some of them, Gov, because just in case.
If he
Riley
hits.
Green turns into Bryce Harper or something like that,
yeah.
Those cards will be worth double that, maybe triple that. So at least
they'd be
whatever. You know,
it'd probably be five times.
Okay.
At least.
Well, my point is this
it'd
way
be a lot more than it is now.
You're getting something for them now that it's a good profit that can help you with renovate that bathroom, and you still have enough, and you save enough just in case he becomes a superstar, and then you could. Probably renovate three bathrooms.
Did your buddy tell you what the cost was? Like, what was the initial cost? What did it take to acquire these 80?
We didn't get into all that. I would imagine he purchased these probably individually, most of them. I don't think it's buying ridiculous amount of packs of cards.
Is he worth more than Torkelson?
That I don't know.
Okay.
Like I said, I mean, we're kind of opening this up to the people out there. Maybe people that are in this game, but the broader topic for everybody is
right.
Would you
have you had a potential gold mine, and what did you do? And did you get burned, or did you beat the system?
I have a lot of stuff that I've never gone through because I know it's definitely not mint condition. They've been in boxes, mostly like hockey cards and things like that, and old programs, for going way back to like All-Star games in the 70s. And I always thought it would be worth something. The original media guide from the first season of the Charlotte Hornets back in like 88 or 89. I looked it up. I was like $10 or something.
Yeah. What'd you spend $5 on it? You doubled your money.
No, I mean, it's free.
There you go.
I know. And I have old newspapers. And they've agreed to do it. Evan and Kang, we're going to pick a date later to come over my house after Kang's show.
Yeah.
Carson Anderson, and go through some of my stuff, and we'll see if anything's worth anything.
Yeah. I probably along the same lines as you. I used to collect baseball cards and football cards. I've got a number of those down in the basement in a bin. And at the time, I put them in all of the, the plastic sheets that you see, in these books. I've got them all protected.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, what's there. I know I've got some Barry Sanders. I've got some Dion. I've got myself a Tony Mandridge. But it's and along those lines, I've got different memorabilia over the years that I've had different guys sign. Jerseys like Ryan Zimmerman. Third baseman for the Nationals.
Yeah,
Got a signed jersey by him because he came and do the show. You're going to kill me because I'm drawing an absolute blank. The hockey player in Washington,
Alexander Ovechkin.
Ovechkin. I've got a jersey signed by him.
That's probably worth a lot. If it's
could
in
be
great condition.
Especially
if he passes Gretzky's record.
Right. So I mean, I've got some of those things of people that I've just met along the way,
mm-hmm.
and to me, I understand they may have monetary value, But for me, it's a memory, like when he came on the show.
You're right. And I understand that.
So I don't, you know, so I may be sitting on something, but I have no idea.
All right. 248-539-9797. What should Gov's friend do with the Riley Green cards? And are you sitting on a gold mine that you don't know exists? And have you actually cashed out? Have you sold a gold mine?
And did you get burned?
Or yes, exactly. Some ticket texts. And so we'll get to your calls in a second. I used to have 12 Ken Griffey Jr. cards. Went to look for them one day, found my teenage sons had been selling them.
Oh!
Yeah.
Oh, my!
Just because some book or, quote, dealer-driven guide tells you those cards are worth that, they're only worth what you ultimately sell them for. Guy's in for a rude awakening. That's crap. No way is Green worth that much. Sorry. My parents have a Tom Brady card that's worth about 15 grand. We'll probably sell it this year. Ask my son spending thousands of dollars on Ryan Perry collectibles. He wears his uniform pants to church. Ryan Perry. Oh, my Lord. Former Tiger reliever.
I will say what the guy said about the market. It is. You got to find the right buyers. You got to buy, you know, do you sell them together?
Yep.
Do you sell them individually? There's a lot of, that goes into that. And it is. It's across the board. I looked in several sources before we started talking about this to make sure, the price range is out there, what he's talking about.
I don't think any combination of circulating green cards are going to fetch 40 grand when he only has 80 cards. I thought I had a gold mine with all my sports cards, binders of sports cards, and they're worthless now. No way a Riley Green is worth $400 a card. Market is dead unless you get cards earlier than the 70s. I don't think that's true. This is
something that's coming back
big
time. You go out there and look at some of the prices for some of the cards.
Yeah. Let's go to Randy and Adrian. You're a 97 on the ticket.
Hey, good morning, fellas.
Morning.
Good morning.
Well, I just want to say that this dude should sell. I'm not as much into baseball cards as I am to football cards, but I realize that the rookie's the most valuable. So, like, for instance, 2018, Baker Mayfield cards were going crazy, right? I sold about $8,000 worth of Baker Mayfield cards that are now worth between $750 and $1,000. I did the same similar thing in 2019 with Kyler Murray's rookie year. Basically, if you hold on to these cards, you're banking that this guy is going to be a Derek Jeter, a Kobe, somebody like that whose cards are going to go up astronomically. The odds are in your favor that you know he may not have a very good career or at least a great career that warrants the really high card prices.
So the gamble is the odds are in favor of selling.
I would say so, absolutely.
Yeah, well, that's why we said it's you're taking a chance. Ticket Tex had an amazing collection of Pokemon cards in middle school. Lots of first edition holograph cards. Some were original Japanese cards before the American language version. $525 to $1,000 per card. Had over 50, and I sold them for $1 to a kid a grade below me. Oh, you got a big burn. I have so many cards from when I was a kid, but I don't know the first thing about their value. What's the best way to get these appraised and sell on Green? That's the thing. There are stores, there are shops you can take them to that I think will appraise them. They'll probably try to sell if they're worth anything. They'll probably try to, you know, buy them from you for a discounted price. Yes. Biggest regret, I sold my card and comic collection when I was 16 to buy a car for $3,000. Probably worth over $100,000 now. I'm 43 years old.
Yeah, but the $3,000 at the time, that was a big deal.
My 8-year-old this past year wanted to get into card collecting, which prompted me to go dig out all of my old cards. While searching, I found that I had 26 Kobe Bryant rookie cards. Should be worth something.
I would think so.
Depending, you know, what kind
the
of condition.
Yes.
How about this? When Dr. Seuss died, Heather Park reported several of his books were discontinued on my commute. Called my wife as we had a full collection from an aunt. Within 90 minutes, she had sold 3 books online for $1,000.
Wow.
See, Heather gives you good stuff. And by the way, Heather's resting still.
Yes.
Being a mother, she'll be back hopefully sometime late March, April.
The guy with the Kobe?
Yeah.
He needs to do some research.
Yes.
He's got some money sitting on. I don't care what the condition. Because I was looking at the Jordans. The Fleer 86-87 Jordan car is like one of the most highly priced things out there. And if you get like a mint condition, the 10 or whatever grade, it's like $500,000.
Wow.
But even the mint, like, eight. So that would be kind of a card that you probably took out of a pack, looked at, you know, and it's not just, like, completely untouched or whatever.
Right, yeah, you touched
it. Those Jordans are, like, worth $5,000.
Wow.
So, like, a mint eight.
Jeez. Rob and Brighton, you're a 97 on the ticket.
Good morning, Sony, John.
Good morning.
So, I've been listening all morning, and I was really struggling with, you know, finding a person or an athlete or someone in your life that just bugged you and you don't know why. I couldn't think of anybody, and you guys started this topic, and I instantly thought of my dad. And it was that one person that the thing that they do that bugs you and you don't know why is that person that saves stuff that says it's going to be worth something someday, and it's worth like $5. Like, for example, my dad saves like this stamp collection and has these like miniature liquor bottles that, you know, are taking up a lot of space in his house. And I'm like, why are you like, it's an ongoing thing in our family. Like, why are you saving this stuff? It's not going to, and he, God bless him, he thinks he's strong in his convictions. He thinks it's going to be worth something someday. And we just laugh because it's not going to, like, it's worth like $20 online or something.
Has he ever sold anything and it brought back some value?
No, he hasn't. And that's the running joke of, like, you know, he saves all this stuff. And one thing about Pat Mahomes, it's not just his brother and his wife. It's his voice. There's something about his voice that just irritates me. Like, in his press conferences, he sounds like, you know, he has a lot in common with Rieger. He's got that Kermit the Frog, like, hi, guys. It's just, there's something in his throat or his voice that is just irritating.
You mean the same Jeff Rieger who told everybody to take the Wings minus a goal and a half last night?
Yeah.
The same Jeff Rieger. He's been on our run lately. We love him, though.
Yes, we do.
He's such a good dude. Paul and Troy, you're a 97 on the ticket.
Hey, good morning, guys.
How are you?
Good morning.
So, hey, I went through a similar situation to what this gentleman is going through with his Riley Green cards. I'm 58 years old. I'm a longtime collector. I think I bought my first packs when I was 6 years old in 69. But I got into a lot of the graded cards as I progressed through my years. And I had four LeBron James Topps Chrome PSA 10 rookie cards when the market exploded last year. I had about $1,700 invested in those four cards. And they were, at one point, they were selling for like $40,000 a piece. So I tried to sell them locally, but I had a lot of people back out because they got nervous regarding the prices. And I thought about holding them, but, you know, it's hard to look a gift horse in the mouth when you're talking about that kind of money.
Sure.
So I ended up sending them to an auction house, Robert Edwards Auctions, and they auctioned them off from March through June. So there are three separate auctions, and I ended up netting for those four cards like $63,000.
Wow.
And then I had another four cards that I also included in auction and got another 27 from those. So I took advantage of the market. I didn't want to lose any profits that I had gained from that. But, I mean, I have other cards, too. I mean, I have a pretty expansive collection.
Paul, would you recommend that's the best way to go about it? If you know a reasonable value for what you have, to contact an auction house to do that?
I would. If you're talking around $30,000 to $50,000, I think he would have a difficult time moving the amount of cards that he has locally or trying to individually or even through eBay. And there's a lot of scams going on eBay now. So I was very uncomfortable trying to even sell my cards on eBay when you're talking that kind of money.
Hey, Paul, let me ask you.
There's a lot of different auction houses, and he can try to find the best one that he's most comfortable with.
Paul,
what
do you think the worth of the Riley Green 80 cards? What do you think it's worth?
Well, I don't really follow Riley Green and all
the rookies
variations, so I don't know what the worth would be.
What's the hottest card right now? If somebody like who's not a superstar, people are like basically betting on the if, you know?
Yeah.
Again, I'm not that much into the modern cards, but my son is. I think he'd probably be able to answer that question most a little bit better because I collect a lot of vintage.
Okay. Great. Thanks. Yeah. Appreciate it, Paul.
So, he got the total return on investment there.
Yes.
With the LeBron stuff.
Oh, unbelievable.
And it's good to hear Robert Edwards, what he's doing past his football career.
Well, he's hanging out on the beach playing touch football, right? Isn't that the one?
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
He got hurt in the Pro Bowl in Hawaii. Boy, ruined his career.
Yeah.
Oh, mm-hmm. Lord. All right. 97 won the ticket.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.